Hater, 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 hola, 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 ontanga. Makadiko, muri angu ya Zimbabwe. Tino kamchira ya mchirongwa. We welcome you. Kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Welcome, welcome, welcome to The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Today is Tuesday, January the 8th, 2019. Welcome, welcome, kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Welcome, welcome, welcome on Tanga. Tino gamchira emchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki. Ini ndini wenyu Mike Hove. Mina on Tanga igama lami ngu Mike Hove. Zimbabwe muhle. My name is Mike Hove. So on Tanga, those that pay attention to our radio, on Sunday, kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo, I spoke to a gentleman igama lakhe ngu Zenzo Nyoni. Ndakataura one umomfesi anonzi Zenzo Nyoni, who is the founder of the Education and Unemployed Youth Forum of Zimbabwe. We spoke about schools opening today. We spoke about parents' complaints. We spoke about the teacher strike, and we touched on several different issues. And Nyoni yena, he seemed to emphasize on the fact that we have Milana Lababalisi, who are under the PTUZ and Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. He feels he needs to pay them a lot more. So, Ontanga, that's part of the conversation that we're looking to tackle. Nasi Muchirongwa. However, we're looking at a bigger picture, Lamhlanje. We're looking at touching on tertiary educations. So Lamhlanje, we're talking education, but we're focusing on tertiary education in Zimbabwe. I want to understand, ngifuna ukuxoxa nami, ndodotawara nemi hamadzangu, ukuthi sizwe ukuthi njengoba eningi labasakhulayo eZimbabwe, especially those that go to tertiary, through to the tertiary education system, there's about 30,000 of them that graduate. Isimo somnotho eZimbabwe asivumi ukuthi kube le misebenzi. So a lot of them are going through education system lena, and they're coming out with degrees. However, a lot of them, bayakhalala. You've heard the story of the unemployed graduate lapha eStudio 7. Bayakhalala besithi buti Mike, bawobe azvinakumira zvakanaka kuZimbabwe, hanzi akuna mabasa. So I want to hear from you on Tanga, njalo our panelists, ukuthi those that go through the education system in Zimbabwe, the tertiary education system in Zimbabwe, how exactly are they planning on using their skills when they come out of that education system? But before I delve deeper into today's topic on Tanga, as usual, let's take a look at what we have planned for you in today's program.
Tonight on The Connection.
The Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, we have rejected the Apex Council, we have rejected the NJNC with the contempt those two bodies, he said. They don't represent the interests of the workers, and they cannot negotiate on behalf of the workers, and we will never respect whatever outcome they can manufacture in their board of discussion.
Innocent Kagadora should not be here. The 23-year-old holds a political science degree from Zimbabwe's top university. Yet because of Zimbabwe's soaring unemployment, here he is. Since graduating in 2015, he spends his time on this corner, selling phones 14 hours a day.
I just got some chocolatey for us. Some sweet, sweet things. I'ma get Coca-Cola, Fanta, cream soda. Some sweet, sweet.
Yebo Ntanga, +12026192077 is the number to call nga ofisi ungena kuhlelo. Tiripopa WhatsApp zwekare saka tithumire ma message +12024650318. So Ntanga, vechidiki pinda emchirongwa tikurukure nasi maona zviri kuitika. Pa radio tirikutepfenyura pa masaisai anoti 909 medium wave frequency pa 4 tiripo zvekare pa 4930 6080 uyezve pa 15460 kilohertz per shortwave. Ku Facebook sikhona emakhasini ethu amathathu, Tripopa VOA Shona, sikhona ku VOA Ndebele. We are broadcasting live on our Facebook page VOA Studio 7. For those that love the internet, laba bathanda uku streama ebulenjini, vanda kutefenya lapha internet Tripopa www.voashona.com, voandebele.com, uyeje pa voastudio7.com. Thank you, thank you. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma la, mi can out tawara neni. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at BigMike3. BigMyke3. Oh, so when a DJ Skyver uti, hey, wa imali yekolo. Hi, ingoma yaduma ontanga. You should check it out. Oza siyabonga when a DJ Skyver at Big Mike 3, at Big Mike 3. That's the Twitter and Instagram username. Ngawufuna ukuxoxisana kamhlawu thawara neni. Ngatikurukure ipo. But ontanga, write your comments, write your numbers. Sikhona ku Facebook msakangano tukutefenyira pa Facebook. VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7. Sikhona njalo ku VOA Ndebele. If you're joining us right now on Danga, you are tuned in to The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. So let's get into today's topic on Danga. Earlier on, I touched on the fact ukuthi on Sunday, I spoke to a gentleman, igama lakhe Zitharake Ndizenzonyoni, who is the founder of the Unemployed and Education Youth Forum of Zimbabwe. Unyoni, we spoke about several different things pertaining to the opening of schools, lamhlanje, and Unyoni is going to be joining us later on in the program as we can further the conversation talking about the tertiary education system. Unyoni, he focuses on unemployed youth and he focuses on the education system. So I found ukuthi lamhlanje, he should be the perfect man ukuthi angene kuhlelo axoxisane lathi sonke kurukure nesu. Asi, mogona upinda umchirongwa mondu za oma onre enyu +1 202 619 2077. So earlier on I mentioned uguti yena Unyoni, he's 100%, 150% matter of fact, in agreement with Varairidzi, those ababalisi, those who are in a protest lamhlanje, ababalisi who are under A2s njalo IPTUZ. Unyoni uthi hayi ngempela ababalisi kumele batshengisele because he feels the pain that they go through. Nxa sebehamba esikolo abalamali, abanye have to struggle just to get to work, kumele bashiyele abantwana ukudla, and so forth and so forth. So we're looking forward to having Unyoni ehlelweni lamhlanje as we speak more about it. However, Ontanga, I also mentioned ukuthi lamhlanje kuhlelo, I want to look at something deeper, something bigger than just what the events of today. I want to look at the tertiary education system here to Zimbabwe. I'm looking at focusing on the fact ukuthi liyabona eZimbabwe iZCTU, inhlanganiso yeZCTU, makanzwawo veZCTU, the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, reporting ukuthi kuZimbabwe hansi there is 90% unemployment. However, several different outlets, us included, have reported ukuthi there's 30,000 graduates that graduate annually. So what I'm trying to understand, Nasim Chirongwa, is all these graduates that come in and out, I'm out, in, out, 30,000 ontang, how many of these people, one, are actually getting employment if 90% of the country is unemployed? Njalo, how many of those people have learned how to use the skills that they've attained to create a source of employment? I'm actually going to give you guys a couple of examples of the people that are doing that. Goto, I want to hear from you, ontanga, uti aiwa, imi murujwana ose, muno garam chipinda mchirongwa ngobunengi benu, muchitu uza okuti aiwa, Big Mike indagapeza, kuchikoro ndika wanao degree, asi ya mabasa, hakuna, wangowaru chema chema, aiwa, indakuto itashu, kutengesa airtime, indakuto zokutengesa matimati pamsika. Saka ngifuna ukuzwa kini ontango, ikakhulukazi laba who are vendors and so forth and so forth, who have graduated abaqedile imfundo zabo, ukuthi njengoba selitholile ulwazi lolu, what exactly do you have plans for today? So ontanga, back to the topic the top topic of the day, schools opening. Earlier on, I touched on the fact that Amalunga, our enhlanganiso, our Atuz, Njalo, the members of PTUZ, all of them, they took to the streets, lamhlanje, and ending labo showed dissatisfaction with what is going on. What I'm trying to understand, Ontanga, is what exactly was going on. We have a press conference, Eabo, that is going to be showing Uguti what exactly came out of their meeting. Kodwa, please, Ontanga, ngenani kuhlelo, tell us what you think about the schools opening. Tell us what you think about the education system. Tell us what you think about the unemployment in Zimbabwe. +1 202 619 2077 is the number to call. Pinda mchirongwa, ngenani kuhlelo, sikokle, ngobunengibe, two. Hey, Mr. Producer Man, Azishe. Bonangane, hi, Guya Shupa. So, Ontanga, please, ngenani kuhlelo, lingakhohlwa phela ukuthi +1 202 619 2077 is the number to join if you're looking to join in today's topic. Now to the top story of the day, R2s and PTUZ. Those are the people who seem to be dominating the news, lamhlanje. So we figured, ukuthi, let's get that out of the way. Give you guys an update. Ukuthi kahle kahle kwenzakalani eZimbabwe. Ontanga, hi. Pinda mchirongwa, +1 202 619 2077 is the number. Konga ofisa ungena kuhlelo. Kodwa, before we go further, let me show you guys what exactly happened, lamhlanje. Where PTUZ and R2s held a joint press conference where they were tackling exactly the problems that they're facing as teachers, and they're discussing further what they have planned in action. Let's take a look.
Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
What was supposed to be a dialogue in the forum, what was supposed to be a negotiating forum, but it turned out to be a rally. And after them failing to reach an agreement at the rally, as they had anticipated, they are running away from the workers. And how are they running away from the workers? They are convening an illegal meeting. And the illegal meeting is constituted under the defunct and unlawful National Joint Negotiating Council. We want to put it clear that Section 65 of the Constitution of the Republic of Zimbabwe provides for collective bargaining as opposed to collective bargaining. Now, this is a fundamental right for the working class. This is a fundamental right for the citizens of Zimbabwe. Now, the government is going back 1997 to use a special instrument 141 of 1997, Public Service Joint Negotiating Council Regulation, which is now ultra vires to Section 65 of the Constitution. Now, as the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, we have rejected the Apex Council, we have rejected the NJNC with the contempt those two bodies deserve. They don't represent the interests of the workers, and they cannot negotiate on behalf of the workers, and we will never respect whatever outcome they can manufacture in their board of discussion.
Leabezwa ka. Hey, ababalisi bathi hayi aba amalunga awenhlanganiso A2s njalo iPTZUZ vese bari kuti aiwa isahatisi kudzokera kuzvikoro. However, just as a side note, zikhona izinyi izikolo ezivuliwe lamhlanje. Sibone abanye iripota yethu Arthur Chigoriwa yena lamhlanje usitshele vele ukuthi ngale eMarsh West zikhona ezinye izikolo ezivuliweyo. Omunye njalo ureporter wethu anonzi Anastasia Ndlovu nayo areporta achiti udzawo kuti aiwa zvikoro zvavhurwawo kuBulawayo. Tanzwawo zvikare kuna Thomas Chiripasi vati udzawo zvikare kuti aiwa kuHarare zvikoro zvavhurwa. Saka aiwa musatye, hanzi varairidzi vamwewo vari kuprotesta asi zvikoro zvavhurwa zvechokwadi. So let's take a look ukuthi abantu vatsini lapha kukhasi letu ele Facebook. sibona u Shupikai Mujagachi uti eita skipani pra Shupikai Wisdom Gunduza uti hi Studio 7, hello Gunduza unjani Cleopas arukuti ndakatera zvangu ndiri pa Zungula apa pa Zambia muribanji Mr. Cleopas, I hope you are well. Ontanga pindai mchirongwa +12026192077. So, Ontanga, let's move forward. Earlier on, I told you, Guti, Sikangluba Lomnumzana, Uzenzo Nyonu, who's going to be talking to me about the tertiary education system in Zimbabwe. Lapo, we're going to be focusing on the graduates that are cranked out in Zimbabwe. Earlier on, I mentioned, Guti, there is 90% unemployment in Zimbabwe. Woto, there are 30,000 graduates that are cranked out. That means there are 30,000 abantu who see themselves as, amongst them are IT people, marketers, teachers, doctors, and so forth and so forth. The list goes on and on. However, eneng labo baya kalala, anzai wa, tapeza wata wana degree redo, akuna mabasa ku Zimbabwe. Saka chanruda unzuwa kwa muri is, are you guys looking for an alternative means to create a source of employment? So let me give you an example. If you're someone agapedzao agawana oma skills ake agapedza degree rake re IT, are you using the knowledge you attained from your degree to create a source of means? Are you going out there being a consultant? Are you going out there creating platforms and apps for people to use? Are you using your skills to create a source of income? So, masambeni guye umnumzana uzenzo nyoni, siyezo wakunengi. Mnumzana nyoni ngea wamgela kushelo putom.
Inyapu wanga putumai, kunjona bao.
Haa, nyapila, nyapila. Nangu 2019 sesfigile putom.
Hai, siya wanga lo ukupila, so anungu nungu ukupila under the hardship of the situation in the country. Kwa hai, ukupila siya wange.
So, mnumzana, astintu tabaluse kutwini la mshanje prazenzo. Earlier on, I mentioned Uguti, there is 90% unemployed youth in Zimbabwe. Not just youths, but unemployment rate in Zimbabwe is at an all-time high. It's at 90%. Njalo, there's 30,000 graduates that are cranked out of the tertiary education system annually.
Yes.
So now, Mnumzana, what exactly is going on? Because we have 30,000 qualified individuals, but we have a 90% unemployment rate. When these people are going through the tertiary education system, what exactly is their game plan?
My brother, Mike, the situation in the country, as I told you last time, that we are facing the hardships, not only the students, but in particular, Amayoti Wonke are facing the same challenges. But we cannot say Amayoti Magangai Eskolwen or cannot go to university or colleges. The situation, yes, is bad, but the part of it is that most of the youth who are the graduates, as we speak, are the fuel sellers, are the vendors, and some of them are the ones that are trying to maybe to lift our country, maybe in some of other cases. But so far, so good. In Bulawayo, we don't have that much complaint with the school, the situation in the country is not all about the education sector. The situation is in the country is about the unemployment rate that is still going down each and every time, each and every day. Most of those youth who are the graduates, who can maybe lift our country with their skills. But those are the same youth today, South Africa, particularly a situation. It's not in Zimbabwe. Let's say not in Zimbabwe, in fact, in Bulawayo. So, each and every year in us, Bulama graduates, I see more than maybe 200 every year, not every after 3 years or 4 years. Every year in us, graduates, more than 200 AMA students. And those some students, after graduation, our 7Z Elizabeth. Those are the students who are taller SSF quality, and I'm attachments outside the country, SR7s outside the country. I believe in Zimbabwe as a country, he upgraded AMA youth to a hand to Tugisa AMA AMAZU, which to us as AMA youth is a serious challenge because the skills that we are bringing from the colleges and from our university,
yep,
those skills, every you want to create and employment not within our areas, within our communities, and within our country. Mm-hmm. But just because of the situation in the country that is training each and every day, our youth are going to South Africa, Botswana, and overseas, just Macarena Pastors. So it's a serious challenge for us as young people. And that sector, I think, it will not end and will not stop because the situation is still going down each and every day in the country.
What are you doing? Ngisandukusho ukuthi there's 3,000 students that graduate every year.
Yeah.
And it's even regardless of laba bayi 200 abahamba emazweni achiyeneyo, the rest of them, ikakhulukazi laba abasalayo besithi, okay, sesidinga eminye imisebenzi, we're now using ama alternative means of creating a source of income. Abanye sebetengisa izwitsi, amatimati, lokunye okuchiyeneyo emgqaqweni. Are these people or are these youths considering alternative means to create a source of income? Ngishilo, I gave an example. Ngathi, let's say, for example, I went through college and I studied IT. When I finish my degree, are they considering, okay, fine, without having to find a job where I'm sitting in an office and I'm an IT expert, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, I can be a consultant where I can sell ideas, where I can sell platforms, where I can sell, isn't just channel that I can use ulwazi lwami to create?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Bra Mike. Yes. What I can say now is up to a government. Does the government offer our youth in Ilokozen money to start their project or to start their business? Because even a youth who is a graduate or IT graduate or whatsoever cannot start any project, cannot start anything without having a capital.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we look at the situation in the country, the government is failing just to source funds for our salaries, for our civil servants.
Mm-hmm.
And then how can the same government manage to source funds for in our process for the youth and then to start their initiative? Then it's a serious challenge. Yes, skills are there, and all youth are trying by all means to create employment on their own with their skills. But the situation is that they don't have the capital to start those particular projects.
Mm-hmm.
It's a serious challenge. The challenge here is on the resources, not on skills. Yes, we do have skills. Yes, they've got skills, and they've got plans, and they've got good project proposals, and they've got good concepts. You know, but the situation and the challenge is coming west, and it comes from that there is no capital that they can get from maybe Zimbabwe Youth Council or from the government loan.
Yeah. Okay.
So now that challenge, I think it affects every youth that have got a skill, maybe to come up with something or initiative that can help themselves or as maybe a society or as a project or as a, let's say, as a project or as a society. Because everything will need a capital. At the end of the day, the government don't have that capital.
Gulo Sefas Ngwanya Uti, the situation in our country as of late to us when we complete our study duties, we now end up losing hope in education because it's now what seems as though we're doing professionals what to be MTs. Oh, okay. Ngibona ngani umnumzana lapha uzama ukuthi sebelahlile ithemba ngemfundo ngenxa yokuthi akusela imisebenzi. Eningi labo they now have amagraduate amapaper that show ukuthi hayi uqedile ukufunda but ukuphumelela emfundweni yebo kodwa imisebenzi ayisiko. Uyamkhuthaza nawe umnumzana lo?
I think I once said that before, put Mike in the last interview. But at the end of the day, most of the youth, I think I suppose education is just a useless thing, an instrument. Because at the end of the day, yes, with the hammer is funded. Then what? What will come after that? And at the end of the day, you find out is a better person because he's more productive than you. Okambe was spent about 5 years in university.
Kodwa mnumzane awungitsheleke Zenzo, tell me something. Bakhona abasakhulayo who are doing izimanga eZimbabwe, who are doing surprisingly really exceptionally well without government assistance. I'll give you examples, some that are even based in Zimbabwe. Kulo munyu ongisakhulayo igama lakhe ngugugu lwethu Siso, we featured here on our youth program, who recently started a company named Tumeza, whereby she's using our initiatives. She created a platform where other youths who have imoto can transport ama goods abanye abantu. So let's say mina ngilombheda that I need moved from a store to my house. Yeah, now Ugugulethu has provided a platform where some youths that have a truck can come and move Umpedam to my house and be paid for that. Are those not a means of using your knowledge to create a source of employment?
Thank you, but Mike. Like I said it before, what youth can have a capital, mm-hmm. maybe to come up with a project or maybe a cooperative, but everything starts from a capital. You mm-hmm. cannot start a business without capital. In order to have a car that will ferry that bear to a certain place, you will need a car, you will need a fuel, which mm-hmm. is the capital that's supposed to be set in place. So Ugugulethu, maybe it tried, and maybe after he tried it, he saw it, it's helpful. But in that particular trying, whatever the source of income, maybe whatever the support or a sponsor from someone, and not everyone has got a sponsor, not everyone has got in AMA resources.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we need AMA resources, we need capital from whosoever to assist the youth maybe to start their project.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a serious challenge.
Okay.
Everything starts from capital, but Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we can have good initiatives, we can have maybe good concepts or not, but as long as we don't have financial in hand or resources in hand, then we are nothing as well.
Okay, ngiyakuzwa. Uyakhulumana is Shona Zenzo.
Yes.
All right. Ngatimbotaurai kane rurimi rwechishona. Tikuonawo vechidiki vakawanda kuZimbabwe vari kuchema-chema vachiti aiwa, isu takapedza madegree edu asi mabasa hakuna. Ini chandinoda kunzwisisa ndechekuti pavakawana knowledge ikoko vachienda kuchikoro, kucollege uko, are they not able to use knowledge yavakawanawo kuti vave self-employed, vazvitsvagirawo mari nenzira dzakasiyana-siyana?
From that is that government, you know, buy my youth, especially when it comes to resources, because my youth would attend a business, zvizese kuti zvichangwe unofanira kuti kuve nemari chero chinchiniki zvinofanira kuti kuite nemari. And then my youth, tikati my youth ane zvipo zvakati siyanei zvinogona kuti zvivabetsere paupenyu hwavo, but kana kusina starter capital, then inini pachangu ndikuona kuti vanenge vachitambisa nguva dzavo, because chinodiwa panapa because tine mayouth akati wandei akabva kumayunivhesiti matechara and then macolleges vane zvipo zvavo vamwe tingati maartisan, but kuti vatange mabasa avo emaoko kuti vaite maybe welding or vaite makabhoti metal cabhoti neini nechichi, vanenge vachida mari inenzi capital kuti vatange mabasa avo. So government is supposed kuti ibatsere mayouth ipinde ipapo, and then even maorganization kuti vaconsult maorganization kuti avabetsere necapital, and then izvozvo zvinoda kuti veve negood concept note yakanyorwa, good project proposal yakanyorwa maybe ine maaccess kuti vaone kuti hai basa richaidiwa panapa rinenge riri basa riri nani ringagona kubatsira mayouth. So capital I think is the factor ekumayouth akatisiyanei zvidzidzo zvakadzidza, but capital yacho hatina.
Handiri kunzwai asi vanyoni. Not so long ago, a couple of months back, we heard Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa vachinyatsoti aiwa isusu kuno kunyika tudauti imi vechidiki, you teach yourself how to become self-employed so that we create millionaires who can further employ abanye abasakhulayo. Is that not practical? Is he being unfair by suggesting something like that? Ngibona ngani usesi mlahle lunyoni kodwa sizamudinga aze angene kuhlelo. Aiwa, muri kumunzwawo vanyoni vari kunyatsotsanangura vari kuti aiwa vanyoni vari kutsanangura aiwa vari kuti hurumende inofanira kuprovida mari so that these youths can create employment for themselves and you attain or use the knowledge that they've attained ecollegini to create a source of employment. Aiwa, handei kune mapeji edu tuone kuti Hanzi chine vanhu. Tawanda Mzembe ari kuti from Cape Town. Tawanda ari kuona nesu ariko Cape Town. Tawanda, tinogamuchira muchirongwa. Gabriel Paradzai, Vaisa number. Hanzi Gabriel, watching you from Chipinge. Tinogamuchira muchirongwa vaparadzai. Richo Mkwanda ari kuti Zanu PF ngaibve. Ha, aneta nehurumende iripo. pedi maka vati madiko zvirufamba here mukoma pedi panashe tapfuma vati ha zanu maraf zvinenge vanhu zvavanenge vaneta nehurumende iripo pedi maka kubva atoisa nenhamba yake hanzi ndifonereiko akova mhaka zvamakuisa foni yekuZimbabwe asi muri kuti muri kumidran kuSouth Africa ndeipiko iyi panashe tapfuma vati mbofonai tikuudzei marwadziwa atinawo isu ha aiwa tichakutsvagai mukoma tapfuma tinotenda zvikuru nevari kunyora macomments please genani kuhlero pindai muchirongwa handei kupeji yedu yestudio 7 tionawo kuti vari kuti chiko hanzi nashupikai eita skipani shupikai ndambokumoresaiwo sefas bva atiudzawo hanzi ndiripo ndiri kunzwai ndiri pabaitbridge zviri kufamba here ndionawo bhuta wamungu uyu hanzi zininga simba rashe evans ari kuti ola skipani autsam ngakumbula iza Sefas bvadzoka bvati the situation in our country is of late hanzi when we okay hanzi when we complete our school duties we lose hope because hanzi tinenge taona dzidzo dzedu but mabasa hakuna hanzi kuti uzviite project inoda mari for initial cost so there is nowhere where I can get money iyoyo so zvoda kuti uwane loan or kumbopindawo pabasa asi mukoma pamunenge muchitengesa kapamusika murundudzawo kuti mari hamukwanisi kusevha here kana kuti mari yacho ishomanene pindai muchirongwa mundudzowo lisitsvele Albert hanzi ndiri paKZN apo skipan put Albert hanzi government yedu hanzi marenge nyena how do you expect vanhu vakaita sachiwenga kuti vasupporte education hanzi Mugabe was far much better mukanzwawo vechidiki vachichema-chema hanzi vamugabe ngavadzoke aiwa zvinotyisa izvo plus 1 ontanga plus 1202617 ilo ludaba olusegudwini pindai muchirongwa ndiyo nhamba yokutifonera kodwa ngiyeza kuti uguest wetu umuhlonitsho wetu uzenzo nyoni is back nyoni ukona there we go good thing you're back so eningi labasakhulayo lapha kuhlelo I'm reading ama comments abo bayakhalala bathi hayi into yokuqala uhulumende okhona abamthembi babona ngani uhulumende okhona doesn't put much importance or emphasis on izifundo eZimbabwe uyavumelana lombono wabo na
some parts on that one but Mike because how can a government like I said in a couple of interviews that a government has to source whatever material for the education sector in order for the education sector to progress well a government has to put more material on that ngoba even like what I said last time when we look at the education sector especially ama teachers ama teachers in order for umntwana ukuthi enjani abe lezifundo maybe pass rate ekondile uteacher kumele afundise a happy esazi ukuthi in salary yakhe can sustain him or her but with the situation in the country you find out that ama teachers have a very less salary which can cause it to be engabe the interest to be even in the class or to be at work ngoba because of that also ama teachers are zamut are adinga ongama photo ngathi nama befundise bephandle ngathi ngona ama extra lessons ebebhadalisa ongabanika imali yokuthi bephile and then the same government again is denying that access to them and then at the end of the day we see as the education net as a flop and the education net ayindawo because as long as ama teachers have got interest then we are not going anywhere and the ama students esingathi ngama learners today elabo abaselaso that spirit to go to school or whether university or college because esazi ukuthi at the end of the day I can go to university I can go to college but at the end of the day izabe ngihlele ekhaya imali engiyispende ngisiya e university I should recover that money but at the end of the day you don't recover that money because you've been not at work yabuhlezi ekhaya
awungitshela kenyoni uyangitshela ungathi aziko inhlelo ezikhona ezilenjongo zokuthuthukisa abantu ngeZimbabwe na for example ungabhekalana kwele Melika bale bathiwa iyali iYoung African Leaders Initiative where they invite abantu abasakhulayo from different countries Zimbabwe included ukuthi babuye la so that they exercise and make their skills or their trade better ukuthi when they go back ekhaya they make their lives a tad bit better and they improve on indlela abathuthukisa ngayo ibusiness labo are you saying ukuthi indlela ezinjalo azikho eZimbabwe
Right, your line was bad, but a little bit I caught you. Aurora can say, yes, I know about EADI. Mm-hmm. In Zimbabwe, yes, we have got some institutions here and there. Mm-hmm. I think one of the young ladies are here and there, just, but not much. Those institutions are, they don't have funded. And they, as for me, what is the analysis? What it is then the AMA activities are to conscientize AMA youth or to what is the who could have AMA youth here and there. Because the things don't happen that I think, you know, what it honor, like we need to sometimes what it is, and which is the AMA project, but anyway, besides that, we cannot rely on AMA institutions and the organizations at on a pandemic. I think we have to have our own baby who look after us. With that, our own baby is our government. Into your own with Mike, it falls under government's hand. Like I said, this is not a trusted government. We cannot rely on a government which has failed before. Mm-hmm. So of which we still have got a challenge because this government is still the same. I don't want to change the rules. And running an organization, an education organization, I conquer with AMA teachers to put the AMA tools down because I would see the M17 is a Suslam building, but here on top of one of them, I am at the school at the same time. In order for so our teachers are very important people in our life. So
Hammering back on Inhlelo ezikhona eZimbabwe, abo Boost Fellowship and more. Abontanga, are they actually exploring these fellowships or are they just so tired ngesimo esikhona eZimbabwe to the extent ukuthi sebecabanga ukuthi hayi I give up.
Like I said, my brother last time, what everyone has given up. Akusena muntu ole hope they say into the corner in Zimbabwe. Every young person has given up. Wonga ama youth gasa tembi the government or whatever initiative that comes from the government. And then the same government, if you look at in the education sector, or those that's not in a magician, then you beam. You find out Abantuan about my work there. Only Abantuan, the certain political parties, and so which all those people.
That's not true. Bako and Abasakula, who are doing things, who are not linked to any political party.
Yes, but not much. If every young person now in Zimbabwe, I would like to you, Mr. Mike, every young person in Zimbabwe that are joining ZANU-PF just because they want to benefit. As long as you're not a ZANU-PF person, you don't benefit anything. So now that's a serious challenge. And some are joining ZANU-PF just because they just want to benefit. They are not joining ZANU-PF just because the love is ZANU-PF, but just because they want to benefit.
Hayi siyakuzwa ke wothi ngikubambe ecingweni sibone ukuthi abantu bathini lapha emakhasini ethu amathathu umsakangwane bebatheritiri po bavio ishona bavio endebele uyezwe bavio studio 7. So let's go to our comments and see ukuthi nina nithini ngodabula sekugudwini namhlanje. Tukono Hanzi na Caleb Chirara. Hanzi, what's the benefit of this conversation? Aiwa, Baba Chirara, I'm trying to understand and I'm trying to create a dialogue between me and you, Mteriruedu, uyezwe bazenzo nyoni, about the context of the conversation, about the conversation at hand. I'm trying to understand, all right, sejo varipo vakawanda, 30,000, like I said, that are cranked out annually, vanopedza chikoro kuZimbabwe, which I wonder, I need a degree where I'm qualified enough to get a formal job in the formal sector, not going to take some veggie, nema sweets, nema chichi. I'm trying to understand, is there a way that people can actually go about creating a source of self-employment? So if there's something to learn, I'm looking forward, not just for me to learn, because mina ngikhona sonke, we don't stop learning. However, for other people to learn, if there are hints and tips to be caught, that's what I'm looking forward to talking about. I also touched on several different people, abantu abasakhulayo, who are doing big things. Is Mang in Zimbabwe. Ngithinte, I told you all about Ukukuletu Siso, who has a company called Tumeza. Shout out to Ukukuletu. Kule munye umuntu ongisakhulayo igama lakhe Nkudakwashe Msasiwa, who has a platform that's coming out soon, Tiwa, send a lighty. Now, this is also another means that, and also another way that people are utilizing the knowledge that they attained. Lapo behamba emakolishini lema university. Vabusasiwa varugu create a platform inengechishanda pamafona papa. Panana Google, nana chichi, where you access the platform and you actually hire someone to do chores for you. So, for example, kuna wanu wakawando waruku chema chema wa aiwa guys, kune ma QFU akareba. Ha! Unuona muna aninga garapo the whole day. Muna hakuto neta kutu aiwa guys. And zanda wana fuel. Saka, what Kuda did was he created this platform with the idea so you can pay someone a couple of dollars so they can sit in their fuel queue for you. Kana wana fuel, vokunzira mote yako. So you guys should check it out. It's called Send a Lighty. Follow him on social media njalo ukona. Omunye njalo, and we actually have a video that illustrates a business like umfana lo. We featured him lapha kuhlelo lwethu lapha sakhulayo. Igama lakhe nguTafara Makaza. Umfana lo, he launched the first mobile taxi service in Zimbabwe, not in Zimbabwe, but eBulawayo, called Zim Taxi, and he's also the CEO of a company named Fixer. Now, Zim Taxi yona is basically Uber. For those that understand how Uber and Lyft work, lapha eMelika, kwele South Africa, ngamazwe achiyeneyo, it's the same principle whereby you hire a car, someone comes to fetch you, and they deliver you to the exact place. You don't pay them with cash. You use, once again, intolento, guys, yenzi zimanga. You pay nge phone. So, uTafara, he launched that, njalo iFixer, and therefore, what he did was, yena uyafunda la kwele eMelika, kodwa he used his knowledge that he's attained from university to create a source of employment, not just for himself, but for abanye abasakhulayo. For those that don't know how Zim Taxi works, what is Silly Cheng is it? Take a look. Libonile pela. All you do is you go into Google, you invite, the lift comes, yakudopa, and it takes you to your place. For those that are on radio, unfortunately, you didn't get to understand what was going on. All you could hear was do. Basically, that was a visual illustration of how Zim Taxi works. Ontanga, check it out on Twitter at Zim Taxi. So let's go back to Umnumzana Uzenzonyoni. See as Wutse Kanti and Utsini about all these initiatives. There is a corner. Umnumzana Nyoni, what's that?
Yes,
in corner. Ukona,
yes, the line is bad because it's raining. I can't get you clear.
Okay. Can you hear me clearly now?
Hello.
Yeah, Nizwa, now. Ah, bona, na line. Bona ngani network ya hlupa lamhlanje. But no matata, sizamdinga size simthole. +12026196 is the number to call. Ngenani kuhlelo kanti balaleli alifuni ungena kuhlelo yini. Hanzi na va Solomon Moliwa. Hanzi hurumende yedu haina mari yekupa ma youth for now. Inongo, hanzi chi? Inongo wana yekupa committee yaba mtlante. Watching you from Devon. Tambo isa ojo kari ma promo yipapo. Saka hande yikune ma promo yedu tuwa nukutu vanu. Varu kutichipa dande mtande. Msaka ngano yukupinda mchirongwa ontanga. Lamshanje tuguze ya nyayo yeshukoro. Nduguda unzu wakufa kwa muri kuti aiwa. Pamno penza kushukoro shushaka siyana. Murguwa na mabasa. Kana msinga mawane mabasa. Are you using the knowledge that you attained uko kuchukoro so that you create a source of self-employment? Tukunzwa uko pa page redu hanzi. Hanzi na Richard Moyo tinotenda chose ni basa guru ramno ita Studio 7 nguva zose uye nekunzwa pfungwa dzevanhu munyika medu neva rukunze kwenyika tinoti muchengetwe na Mwari nguva dzose. Hanzi uye ngatisangane hanzi chi ndizvo izvozvo. Munyori Dennis Vati ndipo paunoona togare pi achipindawo muchirongo achichoti achiri ndiri wechidiki. Ndikonawo vanorest pride mudyiwa varikuisa nhamba dzavo. Hanzi komi tapiwa chawe tabva ati ndi chaire hanzi ndiroirei runare. Trinos Prince vaisawo naewo hanzi kkkkk ane 53 years ari kusekawo zvambotaurwawo. Vamambomba vari kutionawo nesuwo pachirongwa. Tinogamuchirai muchirongwa. Ontanga pindai muchirongwa tinzwe kuti ndeipi yamuri kutamba nhasi uyezve muri kubvumirana nezviri kutaurwa here naZenzo Nyoni. Nyezvo kuti silomlaleli ehlelweni Chirongwa, kola, 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 mlaleli, mapinda mchirongwa. Hello?
Hello?
Eh, magadi yenyu baba?
No, fara zangu magadi yu.
Tiripo, mapinda kama mchirongwa cheve chidiki.
Eh, ndecheve chidiki, asini zangu ndiri baba. Pane padoko doko panduwa na panokura dambu zikoredu.
Hmm. Saura yenyu baba?
Dambu zikoredu riku, dambu zikoredu. Rino kura pa kudai sezizi.
Hmm.
Andimona kuti vamunangarwa vakaenda kuzororo.
Mhm.
Vaenda kuzororo. Vakadzoka vachimanya kana ndadzokera dambudziko ra madokta.
Mhm.
Asi vasati vaenda vanga vasada kuzoro ravo kuna Chiwenga. Raiti vadzoka vana kuya vakataura na madokta, vakazotura mukadzi wavo. Akaisona sokuti vodotora gwara ra mugabero kuti mukadzi wake iye anga kunyangadza nyika, iye asava mukadzi wake. Ai, mukadzi wake azonotaura namadhokta ari ani?
Mm-hmm.
Hurumende yake ine vanhu vakakwana, maminista ese aripo, vakakona mabasa here?
Mm.
Saka inini inyaya yakandinesa, yandoda rubatsiro kubva kwavari zvino kubva kuna vana Chiwenga kuti gwara ravatora nderipi rokutungamidza mukadzi wouyu kuti ataure namadhokta ivo varipo.
Okay.
Saka ndinokumbira kuti kana vateereri vakateerera vachimbobatawo nhauyi kuti takuenda kupi, takudzokera zvesure kwatakati Giresa auraya nyika, Giresa auraya musangano, ndokutodzokerazve.
Aiwa, the next time patotaurawo nemamembers ezanu baba, tichavabvunzawo kana vanhu vehurumende tichavabvunzawo kuti aiwa zvamaa kutitumirawo first lady kwakanaka here.
Handinotenda hangu.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa, balaleleli mzwile umnumzana. Engena kuhlelo, hayi uyapopota ubaba lo uthi hayi ngombono wakhe lokho kwenziwa ukubaba umnangako ukuthi u first lady yena usehamba yokhulumisana lamadokotela, uthi in what capacity is she going to speak to abodokotela, akwenzi lokho. But hayi wababa, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa.
Ndatenda.
Mm-hmm. So ontanga +12026192077 is the number call. Siyalinxusa lonke ukuthi lingene kuhlelo nasi thukuze yanyaya ye education. Ngibona ubaba sengena la ye kodwa I understand sometimes abantu bale frustration bafuna uthinta indaba ezinenge ezijeneyo. Ngena nokuhlelo siza ukuthi kanti kwenzakalani nxa sesixoxisana nge education eZimbabwe. Aiwa, tukona uma namba ari kunaya zvikuru, tichakutsvaga kuti kupinzei muchirongwa. Lamhlanje kuhlelo tirikuzeya nyaya ye education tanzwa wavo vazenzonyoni vambopinda muchirongwa vakakurukura nyaya dzakasiyana siyana. Ivo vari kuti aiwa, vanhu vechidiki, the biggest issue they are facing is in ndaba lena money. Uthi uhulumende must provide money for them to be a source of self-employment. Uthi uhulumende must provide imali so that abantu bathole ithuba lokuzithuthukisa njengabantu abasakhulayo. Because nxa kungela mali ukuthi abantu baforme amakampani abo ngezinto ezijeneyo, kuthi hayi, you'll just be playing with your time, uzidlalisa isikhathi. Saka lina lithini ngalokhu? Liyavumelana na uzenzonyoni nxa esekhuluma izinto ezinjalo? Aiwa, ontanga, ndiyo nyaya ya trukuzea nasi muchirongwa. Tuono kutubano, waru kutichiko kuma Facebook page edu. Anzi na, ii message ya garebai. Anzi na Cephas, vakuru wakambosia mabasa, vaduku tombo isao ruzivo redu. Aiwa, nduko nao waru kutawrao. Asi mkoma Cephas, nangomu hurumende varipo vechidiki anana. Vanu wakawanda varipo vechidiki varimomu hurumende ya mnangagwa. Saka, what exactly do you mean pamunoti wakuru asie? Muruta wanezwa mtongeramendiru wenyika ere kana ungo tichiko. Na uti nangomu wakambani, tukona vechidiki waku pinda opane zhugaru. These important seats vechidiki waru pindao tukonao kune makamba ni akafana. Like for example, I'll give you a perfect example actually that just came to my mind and thank you so much, I'm so glad. Gulo mnumzana Usimba Mvuma, yena he's been featured in Ford's 30 under 30 bakona. He's not the only Zimbabwean that has been featured there. So gushu kutu abontanga bakona aba yenzizmanga aba yizalandes Zimbabwe. Saka pamnenge mchita aiwa wakurunga wasi ya mabasa. Are you referring to President Chetere? Or are you talking about different industries? Hilo utaba oluse kutu ini lamhlanje ontanga. Lina litini ngaloku. Sibona u Evans ukona. Kanti Evans. Awusafuni lokushi uhlelo. Thank you so much nokupinda muchirongwa. Sibona eningi labantu bakhona lami. Hanzi na Cleopas ndakatirira zvangu ndiri paZungula paapa paZambia ndamboiverenga iyi. So ontanga litsini ngodabolise kudwini. 10 minutes sele kuhlelo. Hai. Ngibona ngani abantu namhlanje liyangena yini ngenani kuhlelo +12026192077. But ontanga you all know ukuthi unfortunately it's the last 10 minutes of the show. Sesifike kuzinga laphaya where we use the opportunity within our show uhlelo lethu labasakhulayo to appreciate Zimbabwean artists. So nasi mchirongwa, today in our musical segment, in our last 10 minutes of our show, we want to use this opportunity to appreciate the art that we have in Zimbabwe. Nasi mchirongwa, we are profiling a young producer, a young artist. He goes by the name of Mr. Camera, a.k.a. Grammy Cam. He calls, side note, for those that don't know, he calls himself Grammy Cam because he believes he's the first Zimbabwean artist or Zimbabwean producer that's going to win a Grammy Award. I'm excited to see that happen. Grammy Cam has taken Zimbabwean culture to the world. Literally, he's worked with the likes of Ice Prince Amani. He's worked with the likes of Mr. Easy. For those that don't know who Mr. Easy is, he's a Billboard charting artist. Mr. Easy, Anenziyo, Zinonetsa, Kwese Kwese, from north through to east, south to west of the world. Ndiyaka imba onzienon's Badman from Zimbabwe. Ah, Ndiyaka Netsa, Yaga Netsa, Zichokwadi, and it was produced by Grammy Cam. Grammy Cam has worked with the likes, like I said, Ice Prince Amani. He's worked with Boosie from South Africa. He's worked with Brian K from Zimbabwe. And he's cranked out his own hits. So, ontanga, let me show you guys. Let me give you guys a taste of what Grammy Cam does. Today, we Netflix and chill. Take a look, ontanga. Azishe producer.
My. Mr. Camera, I just got some chocolatey for us. Some sweet, sweet things. I'ma get Coca-Cola, Fanta, cream soda. Some sweet, sweet things. I'ma switch on the TV. Put your favorite movie, Modern Family series, yeah. Netflix and chill, yeah. Netflix and chill, yeah, girl. Netflix and chill. Yeah, Netflix and chill. Yeah. Netflix and chill. Chokona kugara tese, baby come over. Chokona kuspakwa tese, baby come over. Satumbu dada chete, baby come over. Chatumbu fada chete, baby, come over. I want to give you some love. I want to give you some good loving. I want to give you some loving. I want to give you some good, good loving. Netflix and chill. Yeah. Baby, Netflix and chill. Yeah, girl. Baby, and chill. Come on, yeah. Baby, Netflix come and chill. Come on, yeah. Baby, how you do that? Once I get it, I never lose that. And I'm just trying to give you a new jack. Catch me, just trying to bring your groove back. Sell up, she like it, orange is the new black. Now she listening to new tracks, but don't know the words. Headphones like blah, blah, blah. Looking back there like my.
Oza wena Grammy Cam uti Netflix and chill. Those with a naughty mind, you might want to reflex yourself. He's talking about uthando. Uti iza ntombazana uzoploma lami. Come, let's spend time together. Let's Netflix and chill. Sibukela bo Modern Family. Ngikuthekele izwithi udle kamnandi. Let me show you some good, good loving. Oza wena Grammy Cam. Shout out to Grammy Cam for giving us the video. Shout out for Grammy Cam for letting us profile him. Shout out for Grammy Cam for letting us playing his music. Lapa uhlelo lethu labasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection. So ontanga sikusele 7 minutes watching thatha umlaleli wethu ukugcina sikhulumisane. Mthereri mlaleli, khola. Hello
Makadi.
Aiwa, tiripo Makadi.
ndinoitwa Emmanuel Runet Nzumbuko.
Mukoma Emmanuel, zviri kufamba?
Hapana chiri kumbofamba veduwe.
Taurai
nhamo kwanhamo, sori kwasori chaiwo. Ndava mabasa takadzidzira, tikaenda kuzvikoro tikatambisa mari dzedu, vabereki vakarasha mari dzedu, pamwe dei vakatotenga mazete gosi. Nguva yatakaenda kuchikoro yanga iri nguva yemazete next. Saka pari zvino hapana zvazviri kushanda gosi. Chikoro chachona tangova kungoita zvekurima. Kurima kwachona hakusi kubhadhara vanhu vakarima, vakaendesa mbeu dzavo kunana GMB. Havana kupiwa dzimari. Mabasa achona chatava kuti taakuita, ukange uri makanika, ukange uri driver, ukange uri kana umwe akaitawo zvinhu zvinoenderana needucation chaizvo chaizvo, hauchaiti trade yawakaita. Waakutoenda zviri offside. Pamwe zvino waakutowanikwa uchitengesa paringi, wakasenga mawesi, macharger zvese. Saka government yakundikana. Dei vanga vari vamwe vanhu vangoti aiwa mukomana akahwina chitanda chake ichi, but maizvo akunyadzisa. Moziva kuti kana uri baba pavanhu ukaita zvimwe zvinenge zviri zvinoratidza kuti aiwa baba varatidza kuti hazvichaiti. Hazvanda achida kutaura angu hazvikwanisi kundizvitaura. Saka kuti vana vati baba vadai so unova kana mai chaiva vanototaura kuti ini zvinotaurwa izvozvo zvamuri kutaura izvozvo. Kureva kuti havakundikana, vade vangu vari vamwe vasiyana nazvo vangozvigarira pasi, vangoti takuenda mumapurazi aya takatorera vanhu aya vonogara vonyarara, totadza kana kutozombohwa mazita avo kana kuhwa nezvavo. Vachamisa voita basa.
Saka ndiudzeiwo baba, muri kundiudzawo kuti hakuna kana kana dzimwewo nzira dzekuita mari kuZimbabwe?
Hapana nzira dzatinokwanisa kuti tiite mari ipapa. Unogona kutowanikwa munhu anenge akaita rimwe basa handini. Kosi yake, mukosi yaunenge wakaita, wakuwanikwa pamwe wakuita zveagriculture, hazvisizvo zvawakaita. Wakuwanikwa pakosi yawakaita iwanga uchiita pamwe zveengineering. Wakuwanikwa uchibika macream donuts kana masamusa chaiwo. Kureva kuti zvinhu zvavakuitirana simbi neflower zvadifferent, zvinhu zvinotoenda maparallel lines iwaya kuti zvimwe zvezvinda zvakadai zvimwe zvakadai. Saka kureva kuti government haina zvairi kutombotikwanisa. Vakavimbisa mabasa akawanda ma-10,000 but hapana kana basa rimwe chete ratiri kutombowana.
Imi pamakaenda kuchikoro makadzidza chii?
Indakaita mota mechanics.
Inga makatodzidza. Saka ndambotaurawo naZenzonyoni uyo amboti hanzi mukatarisa kuZimbabwe kunastuko hanzi at least 200 graduates vanomhanya vachienda kumanyika akasiyana siyana, kunana South Africa, kunana Botswana. Imi musemuwo wechidiki, have you considered something like that?
Ndakatomboindawo kunze kwenyika but you find kuti kunze kwenyika kuya kuya vane zvinhu zvakawanda zvavanotarisira, especially mapepers ekuti unge uchikwanisa kugaramo. Unogara wakacheswa nemapurisa, mari dzachona dzekuti ukwanise kureiza kana ingave 10,000 pula kana 10,000 rand. Kuti uireize ukwanise kupiwa madhokumenti avanoda avanoaccepta munyika mavo, ka unenge usina pekutangira. Saka unogara uchingotenderera uchingoshaya kana zvekuita.
Saka ndiudzewo baba, mukatarisa vechidiki kuZimbabwe, kunewo vechidiki vane mota?
Variko vane mota, vazhinji vachona vari kuwana motikari nechikorokoza, but zvinhu zvaina unonyatsoona kuti hazvina line gozi. Ukatarisa iye zvino vanhu vari kurima mumakomo, umwe ari kunochera musaidhi megwizi, umwe mugwizi machona. Saka hapachina zvazvichabatsira bhozi, nzizi dzavharika, makomo, miti. Kana tichiwana kui mvura yerelief rainfall, takuwana convection, kureva kuti mvura yatojamba nzvimbo idzodzo, yakuchina kana miti inokwanisa kudzivirira mvura iya kuti inge ichimira. Mhepo yangonigaikira. Saka zvichina chazvimonita izvozvo zvese.
Aiwa, ndanchibvunza nezvemota nokuti ndambotaurawo pachirongwa ndichiti aiwa, pane vamwewo vane makambani akafanana naTumeza naZim Taxi. We, kana une mota yako unongouyawo nemota yako ongovawo mutyairiri, unenge wakuita basa rekugodhiraivha dhiraivha wanhu, otawo kamari kako. Nemaonderoingi harisi basa here iroro?
ibasa but anmuri kuhama teachers ari kuchema nenyaya yemari unosvika unopiwa $150 haina zvainotenga zvakangofanana nokuti garakumba
aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma imenyuwo thank you so much nokupinda muchirongwa baba
tinotenda kuti mandipinzwa muchirongwa hakusiko zvako kutanga asi ndinovimba kuti tisaramba tichingobatana tichingodai
aiwa ndizvo izvozvo baba chirongwa ndechenyu
tinotenda aiwa tinotenda
ontanga ndimzwile umnumzana uEmmanuel esisiti hayi kunzima eZimbabwe imisebenzi akula ushilo wathi yena ufundile ngempela he did mechanical engineering kodwa uthi hayi ngaqeda sengiqedile ngaze ngabamba iphepha ngathi kanti umsebenzi wathi hayi mina dololo angikho ontanga isikhathi du sesiyaphela sesifikile umaphetheleni ohlelo Zimbabwe omuhle thank you so much waphinda mchirongwa tinotenda zvikuru aiwa Zimbabwe omuhle ngatisangane same time same place nemsochipiri next week ndizabe ngikhona igama lami ngumike hove Zimbabwe omuhle I love you all good night.